Good morning. I'm Steve Boker with PI Financial, and you're listening to Boker in the Morning. Today is Monday, March the 25th, and it's a holiday-shortened week, but U.S. stocks are seeing a little light profit-taking as we close out the week, the month, and the quarter. In addition, it's a week filled with housing data, consumer confidence, and the all-important personal income expenditures and prices, a.k.a. the primary inflation tool used by central bankers. Trouble is, those numbers are actually arriving Friday when markets are closed. Bond traders are hedging their bets, taking a little money off the table as the odds build for a delayed rate cut until June. 10-year U.S. Treasuries down 30 cents to yield 4.25. We're down 40 cents to yield 3.49. We also note it's a busy week for Fed presidents making speeches, and any bearish comments could negatively affect stock prices. U.S. Dixie also a bit lower, the trade-weighted dollar off a quarter of a cent at 104.25, which gives commodities a boost. Crude oil up $1.34, $81.97 a barrel. Mind you, that's due in part to Russian announcing production cuts to meet OPEC quotas. Well, that and another attack on one of their refineries, plus a major Turkish pipeline currently offline over a dispute. Meanwhile, the price of gold up $17, $21.98 an ounce. Copper up a penny at $4.02, natural gas steady at $1.80. No surprise, the TSX is the best performer this morning, up 48 points at 22,032. Way to go, Canada. We are being led, obviously, higher by energy stocks, up 1.8%. Gold's up 1%. Materials and financials also moving higher. Negatives include telecom and technology. TELUS getting a downgrade. And while most of the technology stocks are lower, we see Lightspeed up 5%. On a go-private talks, plus HUT8 is up 3% as Bitcoin jumps $2,500 and is now $69,749. Still, we are positive, but in the U.S., not so good. Apple, Google, Meta attracting more government attention from the regulators. So those three are down, but Nvidia and Amazon are up. Plus, we note Micron continues to break out to new highs, up another 7%. That's keeping the NASDAQ from steeper losses. It's only down 26 points at 16,401, and the Standard & Poor's only 9 points to the negative at 52.24. As for the Dow, it is off 116 points at 39,358, with two-thirds of the stocks lower, led by Intel, McDonald's, Procter & Gamble. We know Boeing is up after CEO announcing he's going to step down. Overseas markets, Germany up 52, that's a record high. France up 4, London down 10. Tokyo down 474, Hong Kong losing 25. Remember, Tokyo had a great week last week, so a little profit-taking, not a surprise. Speaking of profit-taking, or the lack thereof, the weaker U.S. dollar is helping the Canadian dollar up slightly here, up about 0.2 of a penny. It's 73.62 cents, which means it's going to cost you $1.35 for U.S. dollar, $1.47 for the euro, and $1.71 for the British pound. You've been listening to Boker in the Morning. I'm Steve Boker with PI Financial, wishing you a happy and safe trading day.